Okay, for the second meditation, we're going to be talking about stability. When a Benedictine professes, either to the Order of St. Benedict, or in our case, the Fellowship of St. Benedict, chapter 58 in the Rule of St. Benedict says that the professed is to make a promise of three things: stability, fidelity to moral life, and obedience. And so we're going to look at those three in the next three meditations, and we'll start with stability today. In the Rule of St. Benedict in chapter 58, verse 17, Benedict says, "Let him who is received promise in the oratory, in the presence of all, before God and his saints, stability, fidelity to moral life, and obedience." Benedict uses the Latin word promissio in this, and he says he is to promise in the oratory. So it's promissio. It's not a vow. It's a promise. And in the Middle Ages, those promises came to be adapted to vows, and the vows were poverty, chastity, and obedience. And they came to be traditionally called the evangelical councils. And that tended to go beyond Benedictine life into other monastic movements. So you often hear about the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience in many of the different monastic movements, the evangelical councils. But what Benedict is presenting is, in receiving the new brothers, it was a departure. What he did was a departure from previous rules. And what he sought was not three vows, but a promise to live the life described in the rule. What Benedict recognized was that making a vow was more onerous than most men could endure, and the consequences of failure of a vow had dire implications for the professed. And so he made it a promise. The promise the new brother makes in chapter 58 is made before God, not a promise to God. Okay? And in the rule of the master, upon which the rule of St. Benedict is originally based, this same reception of a new brother states this, quote, "Then the abbot says, 'Mark well, brother, you are not promising anything to me but to God and to this oratory and to this holy altar.'" End quote. The commitment being made in Benedict's rule is considered a promise, and he says the promise is made to the abbot himself with God as his witness. Completely different approach. And rather than a promise to God, which would constitute a vow, Benedict made it a promise before the community and to the abbot. And though St. Benedict draws heavily on his predecessors' works, for example, the Rule of the Master, the Rule of St. Basil, the Rule of St. Pachomius, he leans toward a more succinct and simple process in the profession, stressing greater emphasis on commitment to the community as a whole. Before a prospective brother is admitted to the novitiate, a senior member of the monastery is given the challenge of discerning whether this new admission, quote, "truly seeks God and whether he shows eagerness for the work of God, for obedience and for trials." Now, this is a significant challenge before the person is brought to the place of making a profession. He spends the time in the novitiate where he can be examined by one of the elder members of the community. And the Latin word translated eagerness here is solicitus, which is often translated into English as zeal. Does he have zeal for the work of God? Does he have zeal for the community? And the senior member must discern if the man has the discipline and the zealousness for the work of God, which is prayer. And essentially, can this man organize his day around prayer in the community? Secondly, is he zealous, not simply compliant, for obedience to those in authority, to the rule, and to the word of God? And most significantly, is he zealous for trials? The Latin word used here for trial is opprobrium. Will he run away when the hard stuff begins to come? Will he stand fast? Will he show stability in the community when things aren't necessarily going the way that he would like for them to go? And when trials and tribulations do come, and they will inevitably come upon the community as a whole. So this word opprobrium is commonly translated into English as harsh criticism or censure. But St. Basil gives a different turn on that. St. Basil, in his rule, says that the monk is not called to endure harsh insults or injuries, rather laborious jobs that people in the world consider humiliating. None of us have to ever do any of that. The trials that the new novice and later the professed brother will undergo will often be demeaning, and he is asked to do tasks that are unpleasant and occasionally disgusting. But Benedict does not shy away from detailing the harsh reality of life in the community. In the very next verse, he puts this emphasis behind the word. The novice should be clearly told that all the hardships and difficulties, and that they will lead him to God. Okay. And that leads us to the promise of stability. The promise of stability is one of commitment to maintain relationship with this particular community. It is a promise of stability of faith and stability of relationship with these fellow believers. The basic meaning that one can derive from Benedict's use of the term in the rule is perseverance. Are you willing to persevere through trials, through tribulations? Are you willing to persevere with your brothers in Christ? Besides the list of promises in chapter 58, verse 17, Benedict uses the term stability four other times in the rule. In referring to the monastic tools, Benedict says, the workshop where we are to toil faithfully at all these tasks is the enclosure of the monastery and stability in the community. Now, our good works are not for our benefit alone, but for, quote, the stability of the community. Is it building up the body of Christ? In reference to the brother who is to be received as a professed member of the community, the rule declares, if he promises perseverance in his stability, then after 2 months have elapsed, let this rule be read straight through to him. And again, the message of stability is perseverance within the community, not individually, but within the community. The priests who visit the monastery with an eye to joining are exhorted to, quote, promise to keep the rule and observe stability. The sense is that once the commitment is made to join this community, a cleric must persevere in maintaining that ongoing relationship. How often, sadly, have we seen somebody come and join us, and then just after even a very short time decide, oh, well, I'm not sure I want to be part of this. That's not stability. We need to be very careful about making sure that the person we're bringing in has that sense of stability and perseverance in the work of the community. And there have been a lot who have come and gone in the, how long has it been now, Bishop? 26 years, 27 years that we've been at this. So, yeah. Finally, a visiting monk who decides to remain in the community must, quote, bind himself to stability. It's a decision that you make, and you bind yourself to that that vow, that promise, excuse me, not a vow, promise. How does this apply to our lives in the modern church? We certainly aren't part of a monastic community, so what does it say to us? It is important for us as clergymen and members of this community of faith to persevere in relationship with one another. I commend your bishop, the fact that he gets you together as clergy as often as he does. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and you need to not neglect these opportunities. Stand fast in stability with the relationship that God has given to you with one another. Our promise of stability is one of perseverance in communal work, in communal prayer, and relational support for one another. Our promise of stability is to this expression of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, with God as our witness. And stability is about our relationship with God and with His church. So, Benedict is asking the new brother to promise a stability that will, quote, lead him to God. And this is the heart of living for Christ. In a latter chapter, Benedict says that we are to prefer nothing whatever to Christ. And in chapter 4, he says, the love of Christ must come before all else. Abbot Basil Pennington, who was abbot of Conyers in Georgia before he was killed in an automobile accident, sadly, he said, we embrace God's will because of our love for Jesus Christ. And as clergymen in the modern church, we may never be asked to clean a latrine, or to slop the hogs, or to change the bedpan of a sick brother. But we do have various trials of our own each day that will test our zeal for His calling. We need to stand fast, to remain stable, to persevere in the good times as well as the bad. And God will honor that calling. And we do it all for the love of Christ. So let me give you a couple of questions to contemplate during your time of meditation. Am I willing to show eagerness in the less than joy-filled challenges of our corporate life? Am I willing to show eagerness in the less than joy-filled challenges of our corporate life? Secondly, am I zealous for maintaining the stability of relationships in our parish? This is a different focus, a little bit different focus. Are you zealous for maintaining the stability of the relationships of the people of God that are entrusted to your care? Or do I shy away from conflict within the parish family? All too often that is a problem within the church. And thirdly, do I make the sacrifices necessary to maintain our corporate and personal disciplined spiritual life? Do I make the sacrifices necessary to maintain our corporate and personal disciplined spiritual life? Do I practice stability in my marriage, in my ministry? Probably good to do it in your marriage, too. That's not in the rule. No. Anyway. Well, brothers, I pray that the Lord will speak mightily to each one of you during this time. May His blessing be upon each one of you, now and always. Amen.